بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal that without any eligibility, deservedness or worthiness from our side, only through the limitless treasures of His special mercy has Allah Azza wa Jal conferred upon us the greatest of gifts in the form of Iman and its manifestation in the perfect and pure teachings of the Deen of Islam, that is the sole means of success in the true sense of this word, in this world, the intermediary stage of the Qabr, and forever and ever in the hereafter. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala has made us in the Ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyidina Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last and final of Allah Ta'ala's messengers, no other Nabi to come after Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, any claimant to Nubuwa after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is absolute falsehood. It is deviation and out of the fold of Islam. This Ummah, on account of that association to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has been termed by Allah Ta'ala as the best of nations whom Allah has sent specifically for the benefit of humanity, commanding good, prohibiting from evil, believing with conviction in Allah Ta'ala. This Ummah has come last to this world, but will be the majority of inhabitants in Jannah, and no Ummah, no nation will be allowed to enter Jannah before the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal at many places, and one of the major themes in the Quran Azim, headline topics, is to advise by means of past and historical incidents. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the narration of incidents of past nations and individuals, there is a great means of taking lesson for people of intellect who apply the intellect correctly. So the objective of the mention of historical incidents in the Quran Azim, it is not merely there just for historical narration purposes. The primary objective is to take lesson and apply it into our lives. And amongst the earliest of messengers sent to earth, whose life we look into today, in which there are many great lessons to take, a great messenger of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, his lineage goes as follows: Nuh bin Lamak bin Mattushalah bin Akhnuq. Akhnuq is also Idris alayhi salam. So a fourth generation descendant from Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. And between Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, eight generations that spans approximately 1,000 years. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was born 826 years according to commentary of many tafsirs, after the passing on of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Whereas the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, his son Hazrat Sheeth alayhi salam, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, were establishing the general guidance and laws of Allah Ta'ala on this earth, the first messenger of Allah Ta'ala to have to openly take on shirk, ascribing of partners to Allah Ta'ala on the very earth of Allah Azza wa Jal himself, was Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He is therefore counted as Ulul Azmi min ar-Rusul, amongst the galaxy of messengers of Allah Ta'ala. There are five who stand out where Allah Ta'ala specifically mentions them, praises them: Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Nuh Alayhi Salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim Alayhi Salam, Sayyidina Musa Alayhi Salam, Sayyidina Isa Alayhi Salam. They are known as those messengers with a very high level of resolve and steadfastness. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam had done the majority of his work in da'wah According to some in the Arabian Peninsula and many others of the majority opinion, in the areas of Iraq, specifically Kufa and its surroundings, as mentioned, this was the first time that shirk, ascribing partners unto Allah Ta'ala, specifically five major idols and their veneration and worshipping them as deities, had been entrenched and deep-rooted. Suwa, Yaghuth, Wad, Allah Ta'ala mentions the name Nasr of these idols in the Quran, that they would say to the people, the leaders, the chieftains would say that never forsake these deities, no matter whatever comes about, and never be deviated by Nuh alayhi salam. So he commenced this noble and great effort. He was blessed with a lengthy lifespan by Allah Azza wa Jal. He was made a messenger at the age of 40. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala himself attests to the fact, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He remained in his people, in his nation, doing the effort of da'wat, calling towards the worship of only one Allah without any partnership. Shirk, ascribing partners unto Allah Ta'ala, is the most abhorred of sins to Allah Ta'ala. That sin that a person who dies on it, ascribing partners unto Allah, Allah says, Allah will never ever forgive such a person. So encouraging in this most noble effort of da'wat, and in his supplications, he elaborates the various tiers of effort that he would do in this regard. Da'utu qawmi layla wa nahara. This effort of da'wah is the same. He says, oh Allah, I invite my people day in and night, day and night, public proclamations and invitations, going individually, openly, going secretively, every form of possible da'wah he would adopt. And his plea and his cry was, Ya Qawm, my nation, I am from you, I am a well-wisher, I have your well-wishing at my heart, I am from the same nation as you. U'budullah, worship only one Allah. And therefore this tawheed, which is the opposite of shirk, worshipping the one Allah alone is so valuable to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore after every salah we read, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. After fajr and after maghrib, we read these words 10 times, immense benefits, many rewards, many sins are forgiven. Shaitan cannot come close to that person, and that person is guaranteed to remain on hidayat. And so he says, worship only one Allah, there is no other deity, no other God besides Allah Ta'ala. And the primary da'wat of every Nabi consisted of 3 things. Every messenger and Rasul, they may have differed in practical injunctions, but the usul, the basics, the principles of belief was the same. Tawheed, worshipping only the one Allah Azza wa Jal without ascribing as a partner to his being, to his attributes and qualities, to his actions. Risalah, to believe in every single messenger of Allah Ta'ala sent to this earth, every Nabi, every Rasul, to believe in them as the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. Rejection or denial of any of them who are undoubtedly the messengers of Allah Ta'ala takes a person out of the fold of Iman. And thirdly, belief in life hereafter, to believe in the Akhirah from the fundamentals of Iman and to make an effort towards that. So he would implore his people, saying, pleading with them, I'm not in this for any money. You see, in my invitation, I did not ask you any fees or any remuneration for my efforts of da'wah. There is no fee for entry into Islam. And his people would raise different types of objections. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. They would say that why is the messenger come from the same kind and species as us, as a human being? You are human, we are human, we are from the same nation and tribe. So what makes you think that we have to listen to you? If Allah wanted, he would have sent as messengers the angels. But this is dispelled, where if angels had to come, they would say that very easy for you to say, you do not have a need for food, drink, and other necessities of life. So how can we do the same thing when you are not in need of those necessities? Allah had chosen that the messengers of Allah be from human beings, from their nations, knowing their integrity, knowing their trustworthiness, knowing the outstanding attributes and qualities that make them worthy of being emulated. And so, they would scoff at him sometimes. The chieftains, the leaders of the nation, would rile up the public, the people, against their Nabi, against Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, say that look at him, his followers are the poor, the downtrodden in society. What despicable thinking when they say, if there was any good in this religion, then it would not have been the poor and the downtrodden who would have followed him, because Allah will never give them any kind of goodness. And they would demand from him that repel them from your company and perchance we will listen to you, just as the disbelievers said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala strictly prohibited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from removing from his company the poor downtrodden sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, Hadrat Suhaib, Hadrat Ammar, Hadrat Bilal, Hadrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu majma'in. The value of iman, that despite not possessing material things, it is what counts the most to Allah Azza wa Jal. They would sometimes level accusations to him, saying that he's inflicted with insanity. Sometimes they would say that he is the lowest of people, he had suffered greatly at the hands of his people. Sometimes when he would proclaim an invite towards the one Allah, they would beat him up so severely that he would not be able to move a single limb. A person would bring his little child while Nuh alayhi salam was giving da'wah to the son, "Oh my son, I implore you, not now and when you grow up, never ever listen to this man, he is insane. My father had said the same thing to me as a little child." So 950 years he continued. When the time came close to the deluge and the international flood that came about in his time, his nation had prided themselves in the majority of numbers, that they are huge in nation in number. The lands around Kufa, the plains, the mountains were filled with a huge number of population bulging at its seams. That very majority that they had prided themselves on, Allah Ta'ala had humiliated and degraded, that every one of them, every single disbeliever was destroyed. When finally Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is informed by Allah Ta'ala that here onwards not a single person will bring iman, and then he makes dua that, "Ya Allah, time has come, anni maghloob, I am completely overtaken, fantasir, so therefore, oh Allah, you now take retribution." Allah Ta'ala commanded the skies, unabated, continuous rain, from the earth and the ground, water continuously, the water of the skies and earth met. On the command that Allah had decreed, the drowning, the waters had reached levels higher than the mountains of the time. And before that, when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was commanded by Allah, directly specified as to how to construct the first ship and ark in human history, his people would scoff and mock at him, that there is no water around you, what are you doing? And he says, "You are laughing, mocking at me, and see who will last the laugh last." And then Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, the believers of the time, 950 years of effort, he lived 60 years after the floods, a lifespan of 1050. The believers and a pair of every animal and bird in that ark in the ship of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Three of his sons were believers, Sam, Ham, Yafith. Allah Ta'ala honored him that after the floods, the entire human race, there are three major races in humanity that find their links and origins to the three sons of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sam, Ham, and Yafith. One of his sons, a disbeliever, Kana'an, refused to get onto the ark and remain with his company of disbelievers. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is imploring him, "Bring iman and get onto the ark." He says, "I will survive by ascending a high mountain." Allah Ta'ala says, "Today nothing will avail and protect except the one whom Allah shows mercy, and it is only iman." A wave comes between father and son and he perishes. And when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam has hope, Allah says, "He was not really of your family, because the strongest bond is the bond of iman." And thereafter, a period where only believers existed on earth, complete obedience to Allah Ta'ala, shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala, how abhorred it is, how did it find its origins in this nation. Shaitan does not just come one day and suddenly say to a people worshipping one Allah, that start worshipping something as an idol, as an equal to Allah. It was step by step. He would come to them and say, do you remember so and so pious people amongst you? They said, yes, intensely we love them. So he said, why don't you make an image, a picture of them, that when you look at them, it will inspire you to their goodness. The next generation, he said, go further, not only a picture, make a bodily form, the next one, an idol. They would initially touch it for blessings of that pious person. And finally, the next generation thought that we will go further and take it further and actually start to worship them as deities. Therefore, in our Shariat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly prohibits the making and taking of pictures, saying, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُصَوِّرِينَ. May Allah Ta'ala curse those who make pictures, images of living beings. So Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, great lesson that we learn in this entire period, the total number of believers, 80, 40 males and 40 females. Some narrations even put it as only 9, but still he is counted as amongst the greatest of messengers. For Allah Ta'ala looks at what is the duty, the responsibility of a person. Once that has been fulfilled, the result is not in a person's hands, that is with Allah Ta'ala alone. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam on his deathbed, after such a lengthy lifespan, he advises his sons. They ask him that, what does your long life seem? He says, it seems like I've entered a home from one door and I'm exiting from the other door. It seems so short, though he was blessed with a lifespan of 1050. He also advises his sons to abundantly recite La ilaha illallah, this great kalima. For indeed, if the skies and the earth were placed in one pan of the scale and La ilaha illallah on the other, it would far outweigh, because it is everlasting and this the key to Jannah. He also advised his sons on his deathbed to recite abundantly the following dhikr, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih. Such a short form of dhikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if these words are recited 100 times, Allah forgives our sins, even though they are equivalent to the foam in the ocean. Subhanallahi wa bihamdih. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam also recite these words abundantly, and he gives two benefits. Tasbihul khalq. They are that by which all the creation of Allah, plants, leaves, trees, remember Allah Ta'ala by these words, وَبِهِ تُرْزَقُ الْخَلَائِقِ. And he also says, it is by means of these words and their blessings and barakah, the entire creation is given sustenance. So we try and recite these words abundantly. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Allah Azza wa Jal, give me all of us tawfiq to take benefit. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So today we have a great opportunity, inshallah, the collection after Jumu'ah Salah today will take place, not for our masjid. You know, Hazy View in Pumalanga, masjid has been constructed, started out as a house, and then another facility, and alhamdulillah, the completion of the masjid, there are some finishing touches required, some outstanding amounts to be paid. So Allah has given this as a great opportunity, the balance outstanding 800,000 rand, that they're desperately in need of, inshallah, to complete the project. This is from Allah Ta'ala's side, a great favor upon every one of us sitting here, to have a full share in that. It is utilized by the locals. We know that many passerbys go through that area. So inshallah, any good that will emanate from there, a person reading salah, saying subhanallah, we have an opportunity of contributing to this noble task, the house of Allah Ta'ala, the Hazy View Masjid, inshallah, the Jummah collection will be dedicated towards that, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه. قد بين الله عز وجل قصصا عديدة في القرآن العظيم المتعلقة بالأمم السابقة، وبين الله عز وجل قصد قصص هذه القصص قائلا: لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب، ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. ومن الأنبياء الكبار من السابقين في الدنيا سيدنا نوح عليه السلام، قال الله عز وجل: لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم 1000 سنة إلا 50 عاما فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون. وهو من الأنبياء والرسل المسمى بأولي العزم من الرسل، قال الله عز وجل: وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. قد علمنا من هذه القصة أن النجاة نهائية للمؤمنين والهلاك والخسارة للكافرين في الدنيا والآخرة. فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما عمين. وقال عز وجل: جزاء لمن كان كفر. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. ملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the gaps between us, the stuffs in front of us, fill in those gaps first. Try and stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder, leaving no gaps between our shoulders, so that the hills are in a straight line. Standing as close as possible in salah is a means of unity and a means of protection from shaitan.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدل وتقاربوا. كبار. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين. قال يا قوم ليس بي ضلالة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنصح لكم وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون. فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما عمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعوني وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. قالوا لك واتبعك الأرذلون. قال وما علمي بما كانوا يعملون إن حسابهم إلا على ربي لو تشعرون وما أنا بطارد المؤمنين. قالوا لئن لم تنتهي يا نوح لتكونن من المرجومين. قال رب إن قومي كذبون فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين. فأنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك المشحون. ثم أغرقنا الآخرين. إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين. وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.